please.
What for?
I got a complaint from the neighbor that you've been taking pictures and videos of him and his friends.
Why are you here because of that?
He's uncomfortable with it. So I'm just asking you to stop, that's all.
The pictures I've taken lately are of the driveway, the ice in the driveway that the landlord is responsible for taking care of, as well as the snow plowing. And I have an issue with my landlord. I don't have an issue with my neighbor.
Okay.
My neighbor is caught in the middle. Okay. And the video that he mentioned about him shoveling snow, that was not taken because of him. I took that because I wanted to show the courts when I get to court next week or 2 weeks from now that the landlord is not taking care of his responsibilities. In the lease, my landlord has specified that he is responsible for clearing the snow on the driveway and the walkways, that the landlord is responsible. Landlord has never cleared the walkways. And he maliciously refused to plow the driveway in November when we had that snowstorm. I was hostage in my yard for more than a day because he refused to remove 12 inches of snow.
Okay.
So my landlord is having an issue with me because I'm requiring him to do what he's responsible for doing. And my tenant, my neighbor here, is caught in the middle because he has a long-standing relationship with the landlord.
Do you have a protection order against him?
Yes. Okay. Well, no, I take that back. I attempted to get one.
Mm-hmm.
The court denied it because they didn't see the cause, but I did follow up and I have filed a criminal complaint, a private criminal complaint against Mr. Oliverdian. We have a court date on February 2nd. I'm charging him with 2 counts of criminal threatening and 2 counts of terrorizing and asking for a protection order. He has convictions for criminal violence. He was just found guilty.
I can't see you.
I'm sorry. He was just found guilty in December for violating a protection order. Okay. He has a criminal conviction for criminal threatening in 2007 Angeles Garden County Court. He was moved in here by the landlord on September 1st of this year, of 2011. I've been here since January 2010. I have not caused this man any problems.
Okay.
The police have been here at least, you're the 8th time that they've been here since he moved in.
Are you home alone?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. How come I'm smelling burnt marijuana coming from your house?
You must be smelling it from someplace else.
No, I'm smelling it from inside.
Oh.
Where is it? Because I'm going to come find it. I have it right now.
Mr. Cloutier?
Mm-hmm. You can either give it to me or I can search your whole house.
Okay, Mr. Cloutier. I'm now asking you to leave my property.
Nope.
Well, Mr. Cloutier, Officer Cloutier.
It's not going to happen.
This is...
You can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. I can smell marijuana. I didn't smell it. I've been in the apartment over there. I'm smelling it from your apartment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
I know what you think you're talking about.
Okay, let's go find it.
No, sir, you do not have permission to come into my house.
I don't need permission. Move.
Sir?
Move.
Sir?
If I have to move you,
sir,
you're going to go to jail.
I have you on recording.
That's fine.
I am in my private dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
You are violating my civil rights.
And I smell burnt marijuana. Where is it?
Sir?
Where is it? Where is it?
Sir? You need to leave my house.
Where is the marijuana?
You need to leave my house.
Who's smoking marijuana in your house?
There is nobody smoking marijuana in my house.
I smell it on your breath now.
You need to leave my house. Yes. Mm-hmm. Call your chief.
I don't call my chief.
Chief Gregoire and I have been in contact about your department.
Mm-hmm.
I have been put him on notice that your department, including you, Mr. Peter Cloutier, are now in violation of my civil rights. 4th Amendment, 14th Amendment. Search and seizure, okay?
We'll go
you
get
need
a search warrant.
You need to leave.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
Don't have any contact with your neighbor.
I don't have contact. Thank you. I don't have contact with him.